And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be this one, Alabama. I'm talking about this show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. All right. This is Wednesday. This is Thursday. What day is this? Today's Thursday? It is Thursday.
We got Thursday today.
Thursday all day long?
All day.
Okay, so it's Thursday.
I'm muted.
You are.
Did I come in the wrong day?
Yeah, I know. You're good. Thumbs up on being here right on time. Usually Thursday at 3:30, we do a thing called Boomer and McQueen. The lovely McQueen is out of town doing a little coaching right now. So we got a stand-in, a proxy, who is not nearly as pretty as McQueen, but nonetheless, we're gonna call this section Boomer and Butters. Hit it. All right, you fellers. All right, it's all men today.
That's right.
All men. Scratch and grunt and do all the things. There we go. Yeah. All right.
I don't know. FDA, you ready? All right. Meat.
So there's a deal. The FDA, I don't know if y'all saw this or not. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, the people who protect us, they just approved what they are referring to as lab-grown meat. Meat. This is Petri dish meat. Lab-grown meat has now been approved for sale in stores and restaurants as of, I think, yesterday. They call it, you ready for it? Here's the official name. Cultivated meat. Yeah, I know. So my first question to you is if you go into a restaurant, I mean, first of all, I hope they brand it. I think they ought to tell us it's fake meat.
Well, they better tell us.
Are there any laws in place that they got to tell you? How do you know? Is that real bacon you're gnawing on right there, or is it pasty, cultivated bacon?
You know the restaurant industry is going to go for it, because if it's cheaper than the normal stuff, they're going to try to squeeze it in on us.
But how could it? Anyway, okay, here's my question.
I bet it's more expensive at this point.
So would y'all eat it? Would y'all eat it?
No. No, not at all.
Oh, my gosh, you got animated on that one.
Butters?
Would you eat it, Butters?
So 20 years in the Navy? There's no telling what I've eaten.
You know, had some hardtack from the previous deployment that you found under a cot.
Bagram, Afghanistan, I'm pretty sure that was not beef that they were putting in those Philly cheesesteak sandwiches. So.
But it wasn't cultivated, grown in a lab.
No, right. It was not cultivated. I don't know. I'd probably try it, but that's some freaky. It's definitely getting into the freaky territory.
I just look at it and think, man, I don't know. I just don't trust it. I mean,
I would not trust it at all. I mean, they're growing things in dishes.
Yes.
And who knows what all the little stuff they're putting into it to make it go right up into a meat substance. I don't know. But we don't know what it's going to do either.
Okay, so my question too is, does it come out in just like flabby slabs and they carve it up? Or does it come out shaped and pressed?
What is Cheese Whiz? Because that ain't cheese.
That's cheese. You stop it. Cheese whiz is real.
Just saying.
Cheese Whiz is good food. All right.
But yeah, I definitely, if I'm going to Outback, they better serve me a steak because I'm there to get a steak.
Exactly.
Unless I want to get something other than a steak.
So now, I mean, I think we need to have laws that say you cannot serve lab-grown cultivated meat. Unless you have designated as such to the consumer.
Well, yeah, it should have on their menu, cultivated meat section. you know, a little section of whoever wants this stuff can get it instead of hiding it in something else.
I think this is how the zombie apocalypse happens.
They're gonna grow zombies out of us, is that one?
Maybe.
I mean, this is how they put skin on the Terminator. They grew skin in a dish and they slapped it on the Terminator.
Pasted it on.
But okay, is this a good idea? Let me ask you this. Let's go one step further. We're kind of joking about whether we would even want to eat it. Is this a good idea? Why is this necessary? Silence reigns in the studio.
It would all depend on what's the cost to manufacture. I mean, there's plenty of stuff we're making. Certainly, I prefer a steak, but I mean, we can't forget there is a lot of this world that you know, they're living in extreme poverty. So does it open up a door to be able to, because we ain't shipping a bunch of cows over to,
but they're not doing that. They're making it for sale in stores in the United States.
Yeah.
We're not hurting for meat.
What about the, you know, are these animal activists that are making these things? I mean, that they, you know, they're like, oh, we don't want to harm the animals anymore. So let's just make it.
Truthfully, there is no cow flatulence involved.
Oh, no cow flatulence. I forgot about
and
that.
And when you don't have cow farts, the environment is safer.
Saving the environment.
Saving.
So I'm not kidding when I say that one of the articles I read on this said that this is in some way geared back to the environmental movement. Mm. The Green New Deal has got cultivated meat in it.
Definitely kind of freaky.
Do you think they make it appetizing? Like, is it gonna come out looking like a steak? I mean, I just picture this kind of flappy piece of white flesh.
I think they're going to try to make it look as appetizing as possible so people will buy it and eat it.
Yeah,
I don't think it's just going to be sitting there.
God created plenty of other animals we could eat if we really have issues getting beef.
There's always crickets.
There's always
good source of protein, right?
Okay, I think I've lost my appetite and we've worn out this subject. So let me just move on. All right, let me do another one here. So let me ask you this, and Boomer, this is going to hit home for you.
All right.
Let's say you buy a concert ticket, right? You buy a concert ticket. You are the consumer, technically. You paid for the opportunity to be there. Now, the artist is still the artist, but you go to the concert and the artist gets on stage and starts spouting off a lot of politics, liberal bias. And yet you paid good money for this ticket, so should celebrities get into political and cultural issues when folks have paid to be there? I'm not saying they can't have their own opinions off hours.
Well, there's a difference, like you just said. There's a difference in off hours and expressing their own opinions about political views, and also then entertaining their audience with their own music, not with their views. And with me being in that industry for a very long time, I mean, that's, you've seen it, but you run into it as well as a manager of artists and stuff like that. If something happened to that nature, I mean, I would bring it up to them and be like, hey man, they're here to hear you, views.
So you think you'd address it with the artist yourself if you were still working for one?
I would. Artists and the management crew, just to say, hey, listen, this is not appropriate at this time, and you need to also look at your brand. Your brand is your music, and the way you put yourself out on the stage and do all the entertaining, not your political views.
I think too, there's got to be something said about the fact that these people have paid; they bought a ticket to be there to hear the music,
right?
And then they're getting just shafted by having to listen to something that they might totally not agree with. What?
So I'd say buyer beware. I mean, especially in this day and age, because, you know, and I'll flip the script on you. So what if somebody complains because you go to a third day concert or, you know, some Christian concert and they're talking about Jesus? And
you know that going in.
Right. And that's what I mean. Buyer beware. You know, same thing with Dave Chappelle. You know he's going to have a bunch of stuff about politics in his thing, but to your point, you're spot on. If what is your brand, you got to decide that as an artist, and then you got to let me as a consumer know. Now, if I think I'm going to a concert and all of a sudden, you know, and they've never said anything on the internet, they've never been political, and I'm there to have a nice evening and enjoy their music, and then all of a sudden they start spouting it off. Yeah, I'm getting mad.
Like Dixie Chicks when they screwed up and said they were no longer proud of being an American, the backlash was intense.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's when I was a buyer beware. I'm not buying a ticket of there.
Right, and I think that is right with the brand. What I mentioned earlier, as long as if they're outspoken about Ted Nugent, let's just bring up Ted, Uncle Ted.
There's Ted.
Okay, we know where he stands and everything. We know that
all God's children know where Ted stands.
All God's children know where Uncle Ted stands. So you know you're going to get a little bit of that at his concert. I haven't been to one of his concerts. I probably should, and I would love to. But, I mean, I don't think he's going to stand up there and preach for 30 minutes on who they should vote for and stuff like that. I think he's going to he is his brand.
Now, that being said, it sure would be nice to see folks in entertainment get out of the politic game because, you know, you go back a few hundred years, Nobody's looking at the court jester on hey, entertain us. That's what you're here
entertain
for.
Entertain us.
Don't tell me about how we need to run our country and conduct our military campaigns. And we've definitely, I think, you have a great voice. Mm-hmm. Why should I care what you have to say?
I think there's
politics?
A time and place for them to be able to speak out what they believe in.
And I think you made a great point, too, Boomer, that knowing their brand. So, like, mm-hmm. Toby Keith, everybody knew where he stood. Ted Nugent, everybody knew where he stood. And if Whoopi Goldberg was ever funny again and did stand-up, everybody would know in advance where she stands.
Right.
So you buy that buyer beware thing, like you said, Butters. But the reality is, if you walk in the door and you're thinking you're going to a James Taylor concert, and all you want to hear is James Taylor sing his hits, man, you don't want to – you're there for something totally different, and he starts spouting off about Donald Trump, which he's been known to do. You just have to go – I didn't pay for this.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Well, that goes to the whole point of we're just so consumed with politics everywhere. And it's like
nowhere safe.
Just,
yeah.
I mean, now it's not even in that. I know I'm going off the rail, but now, like, we've been talking about the whole Target issue and Bud Light issue. Now everybody's going off the rail instead of just doing what they're meant to do.
It's a perfect place to go to a break.
Here we go.
All right. Round one, Boomer and Butters. Butters held in there, man. He did. He did all right. All right. This is going to work. All right. We'll come back with round two. This is where we flip the script. They get to ask me a question. It's only guys in here. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Making common sense a superpower. All right, we are back for round two with Boomer and Butters. All right, round two. So I ask y'all the questions on round one. Y'all ask me the questions on round two. I'm going to go Butters. What you got a question for me?
Well, first, I...
Fear and trembling. All guys. Nobody can hear us. Just the guys talking, right?
Just the guys.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, this just stays in this room, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's
really
how this works.
Really nervous. This is first time doing this, so I got to drop a good one. Let's local versus national politics. People that have limited capacity to pay attention, and especially if they can get involved... What are your thoughts in terms of what should you focus on? What should you prioritize? How should you figure that out? Because obviously there's a lot of different aspects.
Well, first of all, my audience is all high capacity. Just so you know.
They're high capacity for other things.
So, if I understand your question, so if they had like limited time to see or do or be a part of something political, what would they want to do? Okay, right. Here's the first thing I would say is find your passion point, all right? That's the thing, is what really gets your gears turning? Is education your issue? Well, then you may want to focus on a local school board race. Is taxation an issue? Well, then you might want to focus on your city hall or your state legislature because those taxes are easier to affect at the local level. The next part of the question though is local or national. You know, never underestimate the power of local. We saw during COVID, man. God. During COVID, we figured out real quick that even mayors could screw up your life. I mean, Walt Maddox, mayor of Tuscaloosa, he was shutting things down big time. Randall Woodfin, Birmingham, shutting things down big time. Mayors wound up having a lot more clout than we realized. And so never underestimate the power of local. And what's unfortunate is people don't realize sometimes how much of an impact a local politician can have on your life, your local school board setting policy for what happens with CRT or whatever else in your classrooms, your local city council or mayor's office or county commission. Those guys set local tax rates. They bring in businesses. They kill businesses. You know? So all I'm saying is this. It's amazing that people can tell you who their president is and they have no idea who their county commissioner is. So I would just encourage people, get out there, get involved, find your passion point, and then never underestimate the power of local. And in fact, here's a piece I'll add to it. If you want to make a difference in politics, like in a presidential campaign, you may be knocking on doors. You may be part of the big move. Okay, great. That's cool. But if you want to know what your part of the impact was, pick a local. Because you'd be amazed. You get a local school board member 20 votes because you helped knock on some doors. 20 votes might win that whole race.
Yep.
So, all right. There you go. There's my rambles. What do you got, Boom? You got one for
me? I got two, but only if we can get to two. Yes.
Okay.
Well, my first one is.
Tell me I could do two.
I know. I just
breaking all the rules.
This one may be a quick one.
McQueen's
McQueen's out of town. He's gone hog wild.
She's out of town. So I make up the own rules for the house. So with Biden's his comment about Xi being a dictator.
They said that today, apparently. Yeah.
Yes. Like if you were China. Well, how would you take this?
Well, if I were China, I'd be opening up a whole can of whoop right now. No, but...
And is there any going back from it?
First of all, dictators never like to be called dictators, but they like to be dictators. They just don't want to be called a dictator. And then also consider, too, in the Asian culture, there is a thing called saving face. And so the Chinese do not like to have face, you know, damaged. In other words, their reputation or how they're standing or the deeming of their capabilities, and China is also bowing up on the world stage, and they've got their whole Belt and Road initiative right now where they're out there buying and currying favor in third world countries all over the world, and they're going to places like Venezuela, you know, which has been living under dictatorship. And they don't want to be branded a dictatorship by their competition being us. So, number one, if I were China, I'd be pissed. Just saying.
Right.
At the same time, I'd be in the background going, well, he's right, but, you know.
But we need to act
pissed.
But,
hey, you can't say it. Yeah. But then there's Biden. Didn't he come back, though? And Biden, like, he won't back down on it.
He's standing by that he called him a dictator, but he was, you know, trying to use his words, which is not always the best that Biden does.
did he try to build a railroad to the Pacific Ocean?
That's what it was. He tried to build a railroad.
Okay. Yeah, so. Eating ice cream and falling off his bike. I tell you what, though. Biden has to stand by it.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's going to walk back his comments, it does not need to be out of his mouth. You don't want. He's already projecting enough weakness as it is. The last thing you need is for him to go, did I say that? I didn't mean to say that. I understand why he's upset. I want to take that back. No. So he already kind of put his foot in it. He needs to go ahead and just leave that stuff on the sole of his shoe and let it be. And if somebody's going to walk it back later, it'll be a State Department on the side going, hey, it's okay. We'll still work with you.
Something else will come up that you'll do something else. They'll forget about this.
Yes. And by the way, you called him worse last week than Xi. If I were China, I might be a little bummed, but they'll get over it. I don't want to see the president walk back his own comments.
Mm.
I think that just would show factlessness more than we've been seeing.
There you go.
You got any stupid stories? We have time for a stupid story? Who's got one?
You got one?
I got one.
Stupidest story of the week. What's in your queue there?
We only have a few seconds, right?
Yeah, we got a few seconds, but I liked yours more than mine.
Okay. So the short is CNN. I saw the drawings done by King Charles as a small child are going up for sale. And I'll save you the going right to, like, literally the children, like, as a
like state kid,
like back in the
thing.
1950s. So 5 to 10,000 pounds is what they're expecting to get.
What?
Wow.
For stick figures about his mommy?
Yep.
You got to go look up these pictures, too.
This is right up there with Hunter Biden's artwork selling for $500,000 a pop. All right.
Yes.
That was Boomer and Butters.
That's right.
That was all right.
It was a good time.
All right.
The guys.
We got to talk more about this meat thing. We're not done with that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.